something for the weekend on Saturday. It's Trina Mara. Now, we often hear the term drowning in debt, and it can be terrifying for people. I know money very, very tight at the moment with the energy bills going up. You'll notice it in the supermarket. The bill is a lot bigger than usual and no extra money coming in. So on the line today, we have Michael McNaughton, who is the director of the Insolvency Service of Ireland, or you might know their website, backontrack.ie. And we're going to talk about this today, how to kind of come up with a plan if you are struggling with debt, Michael. It's very daunting for people, isn't it?
It is, Trina, yeah. I suppose there's a lot of stress involved where you have unmanageable debt problems, and especially if it revolves around your mortgage, for example, and it can really impact your health and your well-being. But I think it also can prevent you, you know, achieving your full potential in life, you know, because you're being dragged down by debts that you just can't pay.
And there will be couples who are getting loans behind the other one's back and not even telling them about it, hiding the post when it comes in the door. And then there's the people who, the reaction to being in debt is to pretend like it doesn't exist and just not open the bills because they're kind of afraid of almost totting up what they actually owe. Is that the first step? You have to sit down and figure out, right, what do I owe before you can tackle it?
Well, that's right. I mean, people who are in severe difficulty with debt or if they're in arrears with their mortgage, for example, often bury their heads in the sand. And often they feel a stigma about their situation, you know, that they've got into this situation. And they shouldn't, because everybody in Ireland has a debt at some stage. And the vast majority of people who get into trouble with debts are victims of circumstance. So they might have bought their house at the height of the boom. They may have lost their job or suffered a drop in their income, or had some other personal difficulties, and they're just no longer able to service their debts. But the important thing when you're in that situation is to know that there is help out there for you, and that's where the Insolvency Service of Ireland comes in.
But even when you think of the rents that are being charged at the moment, people in good jobs with a good salary are struggling, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, the inflation rate at the moment is running at about 7%. That's the highest it's been in 40 years. I couldn't believe that statistic when I saw it. But it's really difficult for people out there. There are people who are in mortgage arrears. There's 21,000 people still in mortgage arrears of more than 2 years. That's 10 years after the crash. There's also people out there who are suffering, you know, in terms of just ordinary debts that they built up through no fault of their own. It could be credit card debt or could be rental arrears. We have solutions that can deal with all of those situations.
Okay, Michael, you're going to talk us through some of those solutions today. Where do we start?
Well, I think, first of all, if you find yourself in trouble with debt, it's important to know it's never too late, you know, to address the problem. You may think that your problem is so big that it can't be fixed. But believe me, there are solutions being reached out there every day for even situations that you might call hopeless. Okay, even if you're in mortgage difficulty and you're getting letters through the post and you're asked to appear before court for a repossession hearing, it isn't late even then, because there's legislation that allows the court to postpone any repossession action until you've exhausted the potential of putting one of our arrangements in place. And there are a variety of solutions that we offer. But I'll just talk you very quickly through one of them, which is mortgage arrears. And that's one of the biggest problems that we have. And there are still 22,000 people who are in arrears of more than 2 years. And what I would say, a simple message really, is if you find yourself in those situations, don't, you know, stop engaging with your bank. Keep on talking to your bank or your fund, indeed. And I'll talk about that in a second. But if you can't find a solution with your bank, or if you're just, you know, afraid or nervous about talking to your bank, or you think that you might not be able to do it for whatever reason, my recommendation is to talk to a personal insolvency practitioner. That's PIP for short. And we have a list of them on our website. And they're qualified professionals who are licensed by us and regulated by us. And they have the expertise to help you reach a permanent solution for your debt problem. So simply, just arrange to meet a PIP. They'll tell you all of the things you need to bring, like details around what you owe and maybe your average spending needs, etc. They'll examine your financial circumstances. They'll tell you your options and they'll recommend the best solution for you.
Okay. Michael, is that going to cost you money to talk to somebody doing that?
No, it's not. We have a scheme through Awalia. If you're in mortgage arrears, you will qualify for an Awalia voucher. And what the Awalia voucher does is gives you a free consultation with your PIP. So your consultation is free. if he decides that you qualify for an arrangement and he wants you to bring you through that process, any further fee is tied into the repayment plan that you agree with your creditors.
Okay, so you're not going to be landed with a big bill that you can't pay on top of everything else. Yeah,
absolutely not. That's the last thing you want, is another bill.
You mentioned there, Michael, how it can take a while before anything will end up in court. So people need to not get too worried at the very beginning. I'm assuming that things like a repossession, and you worry about, people do worry about that if they haven't paid their mortgage or the house will be repossessed. I'm assuming that repossession of a home will not happen overnight. It's something that will take a long time.
It will. Repossession proceedings, you know, can take years, to be honest. But they're not a nice thing to get involved in. As I said, there's 22,000 people who are in arrears of more than 2 years. There's a potential for all of them, in theory, to have their house repossessed. But it's not inevitable by any means. First of all, your loan would be demanded by the bank and they'll seek a court appearance. And you may have to go to court two or three times before a decision is made. But what I would recommend to people, first of all, is to avoid that situation altogether and don't wait around before you talk to a PIP. But even if you have waited, even if you if you're in that court process, it's never too late. A judge will always allow you time, even at the last minute, to talk to a PIP and see if there's an alternative solution for you. And by the way, what I would say is, in Ireland, you know, we have this phenomenon where there are funds out there who are buying all these debts off banks. So 70% of people who are in those long-term arrears are now dealing with non-banks or funds, okay? And that percentage is going to grow. As you know, Ulster Bank and banks like KBC are going to exit the market. So that percentage is going to grow. So you're more than likely, if you're in arrears, to be dealing with a fund. Nobody should be nervous or afraid to talk with these funds. Their priority is to restructure a mortgage, to turn it into a performing mortgage if they can. And repossession is a last resort. It's still a risk, but it's a last resort, especially if you do nothing. So we talk to these funds every day. PIPs, the engagement between the PIPs that I talked about and these funds is better than it ever was. One hand, PIPs have gained huge experience in dealing with even the most difficult situations, and the banks or the funds are now more open to more radical solutions. So if you start the process with a PIP at the moment, if you get what we call a protective certificate, that's just the first stage in your journey to an arrangement, you've got a 70% chance of securing an arrangement. In this case, it's called a personal solvency arrangement. And our analysis over the last 3 years is that if you get a personal solvency arrangement, you have a 97% chance of securing your home or keeping your home. So that's a big goal and a big incentive for people to, you know, stop going through the stress of thinking and worrying about your debt and take the first step in trying to sort it out. And that first step, I would recommend, is talking to a PIP.
Okay, so not to send a letter yourself initially saying that, look, I'm having trouble, you would say go straight to a PIP?
Well, you can go straight to a PIP if you feel that you're too nervous to talk to a creditor, or, you know, that you feel that you don't have enough information. It's hard enough to take out a mortgage, but it's difficult to kind of restructure a mortgage. So you might not feel you're up to it. So in those circumstances, certainly go and see a PIP. But I certainly wouldn't be afraid, and I would encourage people to start talking to their bank in the first place if they can. I mean, that's the big factor to resolving all of those arrears. It's engagement directly yourself with the bank, or through your PIP.
Okay. Michael, mortgage aside, people will be listening now who have debts, maybe, you know, with the credit union loan they haven't paid back, or credit card debt, or any kind of debt, really. Maybe, like you say, rent arrears. Are there solutions for those kind of debts as well?
Yes, there are. I mean, you know, you hear most in the newspapers and in the media about mortgage arrears. But as you say, there's lots of people out there who have rent arrears, they have credit card debt, they have credit union debt, they have just a debt that we call unsecured debt. So it's not secured on your home. And they can be just as, if you like, destructive for people, for their health and their mental well-being, as your mortgage. Now, we have a very simple solution. Well, we have two solutions that deal with that situation. The simplest one is what we call a debt relief notice. So if you have low income, if you have few assets, and if you have debts less than 35,000, a DRN could be the right solution for you. Now, that's free. We've waived our fees for that solution. Also, you would talk to not a PIP in those circumstances, but an approved intermediaries, and they're located all over the country, mainly in MABs. People will be familiar with MABs, and they will advise you on that. And if you qualify for a DRN, your debts will be written off after a period of time, after you pay what you can pay, if anything, towards your creditors. So that's the simplest thing. You know, there's a lot of focus on solutions for people in mortgage arrears, but you know, this kind of solution is for people in those other kinds of trouble with debt. It's very straightforward, and I would just encourage people to, you know, to research it on our website, and you may well qualify for that solution.
Okay.
If you don't qualify for that solution, there is another one that's slightly more complicated. In that case, you talk to a PIP who would do the same kind of exercise as they would talking to your creditors, as they would talking to your mortgage lender.
What is to stop somebody from saying, having a car loan out or something like that, and then going, oh, I actually can't afford that. Now I'd like that to be written off. Are there steps that you really have to investigate somebody's means, I would imagine, before you can write something off?
Yes, absolutely. There are certain qualifications that you have to meet before you will be entitled to one of these solutions. And you can't just simply go and, you know, take out a loan and then 3 or 4 months later decide that you can't pay it. And that's not allowed under the framework, and a PIP will advise you of that.
Stealing pretty much, isn't it?
It is. It is. And that's the whole thing about this thing, this insolvency framework that we've put together. I mean, there's a service there which is needed in every modern economy. Everybody borrows, lots of people get into trouble, and we need solutions to try and help them out. But in return for these solutions, you have to be honest, you have to be upfront, and you have to bring all the income you can to bear, if you like, in trying to sort out your situation. This is a solution that benefits debtors and people who are in trouble, obviously, but it also facilitates, you know, banks and creditors to recover as much of their debt as is possible based on what the person can afford.
When these loans and the debt is being restructured, Michael, can creditors contact you directly? And then the other question I have for you, do they expect you to kind of live on very little money, like to, you know, cut back your grocery bill by half or whatever? And do they expect you to kind of pump every cent you have into the loan, or are you allowed a reasonable enough, you know, standard of living?
Well, there's two questions there, I suppose, Trina. One is, can they contact you? And that is the issue that causes most people stress. It's all these phone calls, these letters, etc. Once you talk to a PIP and take out this protective certificate, and it's an official certificate granted by the court that the PIP will get on your behalf. Once you take out that protective certificate, your creditors can't contact you. So no more phone calls, no more letters demanding meetings or repayment. And they can't contact you until your settlement is reached and done.
Imagine the relief of that for people, just knowing that they're on that road to sorting it out and they're not avoiding phone calls. Imagine.
Absolutely. Mm. I mean, we've got testimony from people who talk to us and you know, the PIPs who talk to us too about the meetings they've had. And there's two sets of emotions. One is the emotion of relief when you talk to a PIP and he can reassure you that even though you think your problem is unsolvable, that there is a solution for you. And at the end of it, when that arrangement is approved, the sense of, I suppose, sheer joy, I suppose, you know, having gone through all those years of worry. That's the emotions we see. In relation to your second question, can they take every penny you have? No, I mean, we have set out guidelines around what we call reasonable living expenses. So, you know, we believe that while you're addressing your debt problems, that you're entitled to a reasonable standard of living. So that's a level of income that you're allowed to keep to allow for your food, clothing, health, household services, communications, whatever, socializing to an extent, childcare, all of that stuff. And it's based on our reasonable living expenses guidelines, which we update every year. And we've recently updated them. We've restructured them in the last month or two to take account of certain things, including some inflation. And we'll also look at them again in July. So in other words, when you reach your repayment plan, it's based on what you need to live reasonably.
So not based on going off on an all-inclusive cruise.
No.
Yeah.
No. But this is 2022, and you know, there's a huge focus on mental health, for example, and you know, everybody is entitled to a minimum standard of living. So within our guidelines, there is an allowance for a 1 week's holiday. In Ireland, you know, it's just a very modest holiday, and it's only allowed while you're addressing your problem for the length of your personal insolvency arrangement, if you like. Post which, your loans are restructured, and then you can go off and do what you want. But there is that allowance built in into those reasonable living expenses.
Michael, if you've gone through this process, will your credit, once everything is, you know, finished after the, I think it was 3 years, you say the debt might be written off completely. Does that affect your credit down the line, though? Will you ever get a loan again?
Yes, you will get a loan again. I mean, one of the things that it does is that you know, your credit rating will always be affected if you don't deal with your debts. But once you've dealt with your debts and you've been through this solution, creditors will recognise that you've dealt with it responsibly. Can't guarantee anything, because even if you never have any debt problems, you can't guarantee getting a loan. But certainly, if you are in debt problems, if you have debt problems, you haven't resolved them, you certainly won't get access to credit. And that's why I say being in debt, being at arrears affects your health, but also impacts your potential, you know, for your future. Mm-hmm. Once you've dealt with your problems through one of these solutions, then you've proven to your creditors, you've proven to future lenders or banks that you are responsible and you're dealing with your debt, and that will help you.
Okay. And final question for you, Michael. Bankruptcy. Can you explain what that is and at what point someone might find themselves in that situation?
Yes. Well, it's the kind of ultimate solution, and it has evolved in Ireland. People hear the word bankruptcy and they suddenly get afraid of it. It shouldn't be at all. I mean, before our if you like, insolvency framework was reformed, the only resolution that you could get to deal with your debt problems was bankruptcy, or the only official one. And bankruptcy was a kind of a penal kind of process. You were in bankruptcy for 12 years. That's all been reformed. These days, bankruptcy lasts a year. But the difference between bankruptcy and the other solutions, and a PIP will advise you on that, if, for example, a PIP looks at your circumstances and doesn't believe that whatever problems you have, it won't be resolved by one of those three solutions I talked about, the PIA, DSA, and DRN. Now, people can look up those on the website and see what they mean. If they can't be resolved through that, they may recommend that you apply for bankruptcy. And bankruptcy is simply, you hand over all of your assets to the bankruptcy trustee who works for the Insolvency Service of Ireland, and he will sell those assets and pay your creditors what he can out of those proceeds. And after a year, then you are automatically free from all of your debts, even if the assets that were sold or your incomes that was used to meet those debts wasn't sufficient to meet the debts. The rest of your debt is gone. You're free of your debt. Even people with mortgages can go bankrupt, if you like. The bank, your mortgage will probably stay on your bank, on your house, but all your other debts are wiped out. So it leaves you clear of other debts to try and deal with your bank in order to keep your house.
Yeah, so you keep your house. Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure that's the main thing for so many people, especially if they have families. You know, the worry of not having a home, it must be just absolutely crippling, that worry.
Absolutely. And going into bankruptcy doesn't automatically mean that you lose your house by any means. So, you know, you still, you know, everything else probably will, you know, your income or other assets you might have might be used to pay your debts, but you still can deal with your bank then to try and resolve your mortgage. Mm-hmm. But the advantage is that all your other debts are gone, are dealt with.
So they might take your car back or something like that, but the house should be okay.
Yes, again, the trustee will be guided by the reasonable living expenses as well. So during that year that you're in bankruptcy, you're entitled to a standard of living while you address your debts. Okay. So in other words, if you are earning over those reasonable living expenses, sufficient to live reasonably, that excess income would go to your creditors, basically.
Okay. Because actually, just mentioning that about the car, I mean, surely a lot of people would still need their car to be able to work, to bring in money to pay off the debt.
That's right. And all of that is recognised in all of our solutions. You know, it's to the advantage of the debtor, obviously. It's to the advantage of the creditor also, the creditors who are looking to get repaid as much as they can, that you're able to continue to work, that you're given the tools to work, as well as living reasonably. And there are allowances made for you to have a modest car, and use it to work if you need it.
And also just on that as well, Michael, to be made bankrupt, does the debt have to be fairly substantial?
To be made bankrupt, you have to have debts in excess of €20,000.
Right, okay.
That's the stipulation. And also, to go bankrupt, what the court wants, and because it is the ultimate, I suppose, solution, but I suppose what the courts would want and what we would want is for you to have explored all of the other options first. So if a PIP decides that the other options aren't for you, for whatever reason, he will write a letter saying that you are eligible for bankruptcy, and a court will take that into account when they declare you bankrupt. You know, most people, I think 97% of people who go bankrupt voluntarily. It's only a small percentage of people that are made bankrupt by their creditors these days.
Okay, all right. Absolutely fantastic information there. So if you do feel like you are struggling and the debt is becoming overwhelming for you, some brilliant advice there. And who knew that there was so many ways and so many solutions around it as well. Michael McNaughton, ISI Director. The website is backontrack.ie if anyone wants to get more information there.
Yeah, also Trina, there's a helpline as well if people prefer to contact directly. It's 01 7644 200, or you can just free text get help to 50015. And my last message to people who are listening, you know, if you have a debt problem, you've been listening to this, it's severe, take action and contact a PIP. And if you know somebody who's in severe difficulty, suggest to them that they see a PIP.
Thank you very much for your time, Michael.
Thank you, Trina.
This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.